Hi, my name is Sri Devi. I'm a program manager at Microsoft in the Office 365 Outlook Services team. In this video, I'm going to talk about a couple of exciting APIs that are going to greatly enable a user. The first one is the automatic reply settings of the user, and the second one is the Find Meeting Times API. We announced the Outlook set of APIs a couple of years ago. These included the mail, calendar, and contacts APIs. Today, the Outlook APIs has a beta, V1, and a V2 endpoint. The APIs for Outlook use a standard set of protocols like OAuth and OData. This enables an app developer to very easily use these APIs and the rich set of features that it offers to target a variety of scenarios and an audience of more than 400 million users. That's right. These APIs are not only available for Office 365 accounts, but also for upgraded consumer accounts. And when I say consumer accounts, these include Outlook.com, Hotmail.com, Live.com, and MSN.com. We are upgrading all consumer accounts in batches, and your account will be upgraded soon. The two APIs that I'm going to talk about today and a lot more are available at the Microsoft Graph endpoint as well. Please take a look at my colleague Yina's video on Microsoft Graph to know a lot more about its exciting capabilities. Now, let's take a look at these two APIs. The Automatic Reply Setting API is a new API that we have introduced, and it's going to let you access the automatic reply setting or out-of-office settings for a user. This API offers very granular features for the app developers to access the automatic reply settings. Specifically, the app can look at the current settings of the user, can update or modify the content for the automatic settings, which includes the reply message that needs to be sent out to senders. It can schedule automatic replies to be sent to external or internal senders and during a specific time frame, and can also change and update these settings later. To use these APIs, the app would need a new set of permissions called the mailbox settings.read/write permissions. This API is available for both Office 365 as well as consumer accounts. However, some of the features of this API are applicable only to Office 365 users. For example, the internal reply message. This is a setting that is used to indicate what reply needs to be sent out to the internal users in an organization. Since a consumer account does not have a concept of a company or an organization, this setting does not apply to consumer accounts. If an app tries to update this setting for a consumer account, an error will be returned. Now, I'm going to show you a quick demo of how you can use this API. Here I have a user, Sarah Davis, and let's take a look at what the automatic reply settings for the user are. As you can see here, Sarah has set automatic replies to be sent during a certain time period, and she has set the internal message. She has also set an external message and an external reply to be sent out to users outside the organization. Now, I'm going to try to access this using the Outlook REST API. So, I'm going to hit execute here. I'm doing a GET on me, mailbox settings, automatic reply setting. As you can see, it returned a 200 OK result. Let's go look at what the JSON looks like. Here you can see that the external audience is set to all. You can see the external and internal reply message. You can see that the replies are sent scheduled for a certain time frame, and you can also see what the start and end date for that are. Next, I'm also going to try to update the automatic reply setting using the REST API. For that, I'm going to send this in the body. I'm going to do a patch. I'm going to do a patch on mailbox settings. and I'm going to send this in the body. As you can see, I'm going to set the status to always enabled. I'm going to turn off external reply message for an external audience, and I'm also going to update the internal reply message to two internal reply message. Let's hit execute here. It returned a 200 okay. Let's go see what's there in the return JSON. Like earlier, the return JSON also now shows the settings for automatic reply. Let me go back to Sarah's account and see if the reply got updated. As you can see, the send replies only during this time period box is unchecked. Internal reply message is updated, and the box to send replies to outside organization is also unchecked. So the API did work. Now let me take you back to the next API that we are going to talk about, the Find Meeting Times API. This is a cool API that, given a window of time, provides an app the best possible meeting times between an organizer and a set of attendees. The API takes a very tedious part of scheduling meetings, which is looking through raw, very busy data, and instead does that all that logic on behalf of the app or the user. So the user can just take the data returned by the API and use that to schedule meetings. Now let us look at some specific details of the API. So the API takes a variety of input parameters like attendees, meeting duration, location constraint, time constraint, and max candidates. Max candidates is the number of results that the user expects the API to return. The other input parameters are self-explanatory. What does the API return? The API returns a collection of meeting time candidates. So a meeting time candidates is a complex type, and it consists of a time slot, the attendee availability, and a confident and a score, confidence and a score, and a location. So confidence is a percentage number that indicates the likelihood of all the attendees attending the meeting for that particular time slot. For location, if a location is not specified as an input, then the API is going to try to find the best possible location for that meeting slot. It uses previously used locations by the user and returns that as an optional location in each of the time slots that it returns. Let me show you how easy it is to use this API. So here I'm using a tool to demonstrate this API. I'm just showing you that it is the same account of the user Sarah Davis that we used for the previous demo. Let me show you one request. So I'm going to do a post on find meeting times, and in the body, you can see I have a bunch of parameters that I'm specifying as input. So I'm specifying a couple of attendees from the user's organization. I've also specified a location constraint, which says that I want a location for as Confroom 1, and then I'm specifying a time period, and also I'm specifying the meeting duration as 1 hour. Let me hit send on this. Now this is going to go fetch free busy data for the two attendees and the organizer and compute the best possible meeting times for those three users. So as you can see, you got back a collection of meeting time candidate, and it consists of meeting time slot, which is a start and end date, a confidence, the availability of the organizer and the attendees, and also a location. And the API has returned multiple time slots, so the user or the app can pick whichever time slot is best suitable and use that. Let me also show you another demo where what happens if you specify max candidates. So here I'm specifying in the body max candidates as 2. So I expect the API to return only 2 results. Let us hit send and see what this returns. So there you go, the API came back. And as you can see, I have only got two results for this. You also saw that the API was very quick. So what happens if you don't specify any input parameters at all? Let's try that as well. So here I'm hitting the same API with nothing in the body, and I'm hitting send. So the API came back with a set of results. What is happening here is the API is going to fetch the free busy information for the organizer, because there are no attendees specified, no location constraint, no time constraint. So it is going to just get the next free busy slot, free slot for the organizer. As I mentioned earlier, these APIs are also available at the Microsoft Graph endpoint. Please check out these resources that we have available for you. And also, there are a lot of talks from my colleagues on Auth and Tasks API and a variety of other APIs. Please take a look at them as well. Thanks for watching and happy coding.